RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
She handed out both to us personally, and then there's a couple out in the lobby, this candle. And it says, it's a Christmas candle burned to the socket. Will bring peace to the heart and gold to the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That rhymed, but somehow it sounded like it was bad at rhyming there. Burn on New Year's Day. I'm going to burn the hell out of this. I might burn three or four of them.
It smells good. No. Did you grab three or four of them?
I think I should, right? Because the idea is if you burn one, you're good. If you burn four, you're golden.
Or, I mean, are you chancing it? Like, the moment you burn one, it then erases the good luck from the other one. And like, you know how like a negative plus a negative equals a positive?
So I have to do like three?
I don't know. I don't know what that number is.
The three wouldn't burn each other out.
I wouldn't really want to chance it, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I don't know what that number is. I think one, you're golden.
I would like,
Pony Boy.
I would like to know. I hope so. But if gold doesn't line my pockets this year, I'll think back to you should have burned more of these candles.
Well, yeah, naturally, is that the conversation we have to have with her. Like
next December, like March, I'll be like Paula.
Paula.
I'll wait till the full year.
Didn't work. What's going on?
I'm thinking February 10th. By February 10th. I'd like more gold in my
pocket.
These
are the type of things, though, that if you won like $100,000 on a scratch-off, you would light one of those every year for the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And here's the amount of money. All right? I don't need bleep you money. Could have used it. Could have used that $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, the amount of people that are like, the government took $1.4 billion. She only got $592 million. Guys, it's $592 million more than she had. Shut up.
Or how about Daryl's thought process on it? Would somebody please win this so I can stop buying the tickets? Which is a very flawed process, but also makes a bunch of sense.
Yeah, Daryl's philosophy was he was going to buy the station.
Oh, that was his big plan?
That was part of his big plan. But the stations, all of us. All
always
of us
buying
here.
The cluster.
Yeah. Which
doing,
I thought was
and
nice.
Doing what with it? What's he going to do? Run them?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing for us? I don't really
it's
even know.
It's good for you and me.
I think it would be.
Because
we're there.
Would he give us a raise, or would he just kind of like, you know, we got to cut some places here.
He told me.
Cut some spots.
He told me.
I know you're not happy and just going to have to live with it.
He told me I wasn't getting a raise, but that I was getting a cool million after taxes,
you know, it's funny,
for being his friend.
I was telling Coach this story over the weekend because Coach had talked about what he was going to do if he'd won so many millions of dollars in the Powerball. And I told him about the time you were with such sincerity and so much grace was like, you know what, Jonathan? If I win that Powerball, I'm going to get you that golf simulator of your dreams, like the one you've always wanted. And then what's always funny to me about it is you sat back and then waited for this big gracious like thank you.
Yep.
Like this big like, oh my God, that's so nice of you. And then I watched you say something to Mac, and Mac gave you the big like thank you.
Because Mac is grateful.
And I was just like, no, like, you don't get any credit until you actually win the lottery and then present that,
was that the
to
test.
Me. You get no, you don't get that. That's not how this works.
No, it's a test. It was I'm gonna say that I'm gonna do this off of a billion dollars. But I'm not ready to win yet. And then you're like, oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
But I also remember if you're not grateful. And you were not grateful.
No, I wasn't grateful.
So you're not getting, you're
no.
getting a, I'm going to have three very large Bratislavan men.
Okay.
Block themselves up with cheeses and meats for several days. And then on the fourth day, I'm going to have them take Ex-Lax. And their combined output will be put into a bag, which will then be dropped in your front porch.
You know what? Whatever.
And lit ablaze.
I'm dealing with potty training right now. Nothing really can stop me in that department.
I said three large Bratislavan men.
Have you met an almost toddler?
You're not ready. Have you met a large Bratislavan? I don't think I have. Yeah.
All I know is that when I go home.
When I go home,
I'm dealing with basically the same thing that those big old. What type of men are they?
Bratislavan. From Bratislava.
Okay, yeah. The big Bratislavan men can deliver anyway.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And I don't even get any. There's no
four
even
day
like.
Four-day backed up? Kidding me?
We're on day five of potty training, friend.
I think I win.
This child's backed up every day, if that's the discussion.
See, now this is going to be a real gift.
My child laughs because she doesn't put it in the toilet and is like, ha ha, funny. That's funny, I missed. It's like, that's not funny.
That is kind of funny to me.
Not funny.
Mac, do you think it's funny? It seems pretty funny.
I think it'd be funnier if you bought him the dollhouses again that he has to then build along with it.
I don't hate him.
By the way, was not nearly the problem that I thought it was going to be. I was.
How long did it take you to build them?
Only like 2 hours in total for everything.
So you're becoming a man.
It was four different things. It was like, and one of them I even like the princess castle.
Did you laugh?
I laughed after. Yeah, I did. I laughed after. Like, you kidding me? This took me like 20 minutes. I thought it was going to take me 3 hours. I was, please. That wasn't even an issue. I got very lucky. All the pieces just connected all at once for me. We were in the zone. The puppet show, a little brief hang up there, but we got it done. Like, it was great.
Now I know. I'm going to go to Elise and say, you're such a great friend. You're such a great wife to my friend.
Yeah.
You're such a great mother. You deserve everything. I'm going to send you and Vanessa to IKEA, and you can buy any, and I mean any, hundreds, thousands of dollars.
And now you're about to make me mad.
Worth of IKEA furniture.
This would be my
nightmare.
And
if you want it shipped to your home, I will pay the shipping in full.
But she can't, but like one of the stipulations is she can't have the IKEA people come and put it together too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be my nightmare.
I can't pay for the overage.
You're not my friend.
You're going to go into.
You're not my friend.
You're going to go into. No, this is because you shut down Bratislava. All right? And if you disrespect Bratislava, now I really got to go for the pain.
You're not my friend.
You're going to walk into your garage and it is going to be from ceiling to floor.
This is my nightmare.
It'll take the rest of your life. And by the way, I'm going to throw out at least one of the slips that tell you how to do it.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
At least one. You're not going to know.
I thought you were going to say throw out one of the screws.
Oh, no. I'll take one of the pages out so he won't know.
The list of mean things you could do, it might be the meanest.
I know, that's why.
Like at the very top, I would get more angry at this than, honestly, 99.9% of things you could do in these scenarios. And this is somebody that just acquired $1.8 billion, mind you.
All because you didn't have a little gratitude.
You even did like a Sopranos thing.
I did.
A little gratitude.
That's a little Bratislava for you.
For a little gratitude.
Little Eastern European block, friendo.
Okay, you take your Slovakian self and you just move him to the corner. Okay.
Also, Slim's Llama or Slim Slamma? That's what it is on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel saying, stop dreaming. You already have a career. Somebody should have said that to George Washington about 250 years ago.
Stop dreaming.
George, you already got that.
If you stop dreaming.
Why do you need total freedom, too? Just pay your taxes and shut up, fool.
It's quite the anti-motivational poster, huh? Stop dreaming. You already have your career. But I've never seen Tony Robbins write that one. I
worked at a drive-thru in college. I'm pretty sure that's the company that would have given those out.
You've done the best you can in life.
Settle. Ooh, that's it. Not stop dreaming. The word settle hits so much harder than stop dreaming.
You've already peaked. Settle.
I think that is an endearing part of Daryl's wish, though, is that he loves this so much that he would then he would buy the station. Although the problem is he'd probably run it right in the ground. I don't know how it's going to go.
Why do you think he couldn't run it? The man's been in radio since I was 10 years old.
What a disaster.
You know, because every conversation takes an hour and a half with him.
I would think
he loves convos too much.
I would think the problem is he flip-flops on how shows should be run.
You'd accomplish nothing. Everything is one long convo to nowhere.
Yeah. It'd be 92.3 the Daryl.
That ultimately ends up with how his sex life is going.
I am saying yes, yes, and oh yes.
Our guy's smiling. That's all I care about.
I know. It's a good development for him. Yeah. He doesn't even need the $1.8 billion at this point.
Here's the thing. I've thought about this before, like especially in Charlotte, where... But like here, guys, we got great leaders here. We do. And we have a lot of stability here.
Yes.
And that affords us a lot of the success that we've had. And quite frankly, I don't think everybody in this building remembers that. Right? Specific talent. I think talent forgets how blessed we are because I went to Charlotte and I saw how the other half lives. And so there were times in Charlotte where I was like, I just want to buy this station and set these people free.
I could see that. Yeah.
I just want to.
I mean, we've never had it better here than it is right now.
I want to hire a sales staff and give them the options. I want to hire leadership that understands sports talk. But ultimately, every time I thought of that, I thought to myself, you'll get bored. Like 2 years in, you're going to be like, I'm really sick of having to do this adult work. I have $1.8 billion. I'm just going to go with my wife to Jamaica and just relax the rest of my life.
Right. And that's the point, right? Like you can have a job that you love more than anything, and we do, and jobs that we're so grateful to have, and we are. But ultimately, not working is that's the better part of this, right?
Yes.
That's not a bad thing to say.
Yeah. And it's funny when people are like, you know, it's only $492 after taxes and, you know, you take the lump sum. You're not going to be able to retire off that. I'm like, who are you, Jeff Bezos? You can't retire.
Somebody said you can't retire off of nearly $500 million?
Well, I think their idea is it's not really $1.8 million. You're not going to be able to retire. And I'm like, $492 million.
That's really dumb
at
if they 40, think that.
You could retire at 20 on
no,
that.
No, not only you could retire. You could retire. Your kids could retire before they ever even started working.
I don't want that. I want them to work a little bit. I think working has brought me more character.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, so you saw Clooney just took his kids to France.
Yeah.
And they just gained France citizenship, and he's like, I just want him away from Hollywood. I just want him to actually have a chance to be normal.
And they said, George, your cooking is crap.
Yeah, I mean, you could have taken him to all sorts of Eastern European countries and just set him up with some.
They lectured him on postmodernism.
Yeah, well, I mean, the French do suck.
And the bourgeoisie,
all that boredom and ennui. Watching Wemby last night, just a real, real reminder for my distaste for the French.
I only like 7'5" basketball players who play like point guards. It's George Clooney's kids, not mine.
That's Clooney's kids? Yeah. That's what they grow into?
Yeah. 1 week in France.
Ethical basketball?
Yeah. Tony Parker, don't even talk to me about that harlot Eva Longoria. Who texts their girl? No.
That's enough. We can eject out of that one. That was a lot.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.